This past week has been very, very up and down. I'm happy to see you too, Vince. And hey, Jess. Hey, Ellis. This week has it not been very up and down? Like, oh my gosh. Like the I think this sort of build up to this new moon, especially I think it was Thursday. Yeah, it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hey, Annalise. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like that balsamic moon in Capricorn leading up to the moon moving into Aquarius and then having that new moon moment yesterday, like holy shit. Like oh my God. Like the it was heavy. It was heavy. Like I was definitely, texting, some of my astrology buds specifically. Shout out to Alex. I don't know if they're here yet, but I was like, am I going crazy? Like, I was like, I needed someone to like check me and be like, oh my gosh, this was just such a week. Jess, you said the week was wild, okay. And then Lauren, you said, I'm really hoping the new moon energy shifts us out of wherever this mess has been. Yes, yeah. And I'm trying to think about like the sort of all this relationship karma. I said this last week, but the sort of where is this all coming from? Like, like it, I'm not having one reading where there isn't some relationship thing going on. There's definitely some relationship karma stuff coming up in my own life. There was with friends like calling me and like sharing some like tough breakups, like there's just so much relationship stuff going on. And this isn't to scare anybody who feels like, oh, my relationship is solid and blah blah blah. I mean, it could be something different for you, but I am thinking about how Jupiter in Aries is conjunct Juno in Aries right now. And, Juno, if you listen to my last podcast interview with Denise, her and I talked about the Juno archetype kind of being the sort of archetype of or the asteroid that has to do with marriage and partnership. So it is weird to have the asteroid of marriage and partnership in Aries. Because it's a little like, it's a little bit of that Samantha Jones, like, I love you, but I love me more kind of thing. And, and then conjunct Jupiter and Aries, it's like this expansion of, like, I'm going my own way, or I have to make a choice and I'm gonna choose my way. And, Sav, you said not me having the most breakups of my entire life. Yeah, and I think Sav, you're Leo rising. So, this new moon and Saturn Venus conjunction is in your seventh house of relationships. So, it checks out. And it's definitely hard. And I will tell you, it surprised me. I think for the Cancer risings, the Cancer risings too. I mean, we have Pluto in our seventh house of relationships, and I went over to my a new astrology friend. Their name's Blake Kelly. You should check out their page. And I went over to their apartment Thursday night, and they gave me their address. And I'm like driving there, and I'm like, wait a second. And I'm like, oh my God, like they live right around the corner from my ex. Like my most recent ex. And I'm like, like relationship wise, like I do have a situationship ex that's more recent than that ex. But I'm like, oh my God, like they live around the corner from this ex. And parking is kind of a nightmare where their apartment is, because it's very close to Lakeshore Drive. So I'm like literally turning down my ex's street, and I find a parking spot, which was very similar to where I would have parked to go over to their place when we were dating. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I didn't want that. Like, I didn't want to be like triggered this way. I didn't want to have this like nostalgia, this sort of this Venus Saturn kind of felt like angsty, or like my heart was hurting. Like, you know, my I think on Friday specifically, like the Venus day, I really felt my heart chakra hurting. And it wasn't it was kind of about that ex who lived on that street. It was kind of about the situationship that's ended for me recently. You know, but like literally, like I felt some pain in my heart chakra. Like there's something here going on with like maybe thinking about like how we've been wronged or the things that people have done and like all this stuff. So I know I'm being such a Pisces triple water sign right now, but I'm just letting y'all know that I am feeling it, the relationship karma, if you're feeling it as well. And Sav, you said setting boundaries. When you set boundaries, people really weed themselves out, but it's still hard. Totally, totally. And Vince, you said I saw Venus on Saturn today and thought major breakup aspect for everyone. Yeah. Alana, you said I feel like I've been thinking of people who have passed on a lot. So I don't know if that necessarily means like people who have actually died or people from your past, but that actually came up last night. I read at an event, and someone was asking me like a bunch of questions about like what happens when you dream about someone who has passed on. And that's very Saturn, guys. I mean, like we can really see the Saturnian nature of this. Okay, so we're meaning like the passed on, like in death. Yeah, I think that's very Saturn. Saturn rules endings, and Venus is relationships, you know? So it's also, I will say, for those of you who are in like committed relationships and you're not necessarily relating to like the breakup stuff, maybe you and your partner aren't necessarily like breaking up, but maybe something in your lives is changing and changing the way your relationship is formatted. Like, for instance, last night at the event, and I'm looking for a card right now, that's why I'm looking down. But last night, when I was reading at this event, this couple sat in front of me, and I was like talking about how their identities are gonna shift, and I didn't even realize one of the partners was pregnant, and then finally they're like, oh yeah, we're having a baby, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that makes sense, you know? So we could see like that kind of thing going on for some couples, like we're having a baby, or we're getting married, or we're moving, and like there is still some kind of ending. You know, but I will say, I feel like there's been a little something in the air about like hyper fixating on, you know, how people have maybe wronged us, or hyper fixating on, you know, certain endings and the saltiness of those endings. It's hard to not take things personally. This sort of and I have the world here, finally found it. This was the card I was looking for. You know, Saturn is the world, and in the tarot, and the world is kind of about when we're wrapping up a cycle. And I think karmically, when we're wrapping up a cycle, things kind of go haywire, right? Like, you know, the world can be a time of celebration. In tarot class, we talk about this card as like graduation. And if you think about it, if you've ever attended a graduation, your own graduation or something else, like graduation is about honoring a cycle that has been completed, right? So, you know, I'm thinking my most significant graduation in my life was probably my college graduation. So, like, you know, it's like that capstone of all 4 years of how hard you've worked. And, like, there's sort of a speaker blessing you, you know, moving you on to the next chapter, like giving you life advice for the next chapter. And there's congratulatory, you know, stuff going on. There's celebration, but there's also people asking you, like, what's next? What are you doing next? And celebrating kind of the new beginning that's after this. So it's a very complicated card. And if you think about it, there's a lot of tears at a graduation because, you know, you're not sure when you're gonna see these friends next, or like this is the last time you're seeing people for you know, you guys get what I'm saying here. So that's why I call this the graduation card. There's something really beautiful about the ending and about the cycle that is kind of coming through, but then there's also a grief, I think, for sure. Oh, Lindsay, I see you popped in. Hey, Lindsay, welcome to Witch Church. And I'm feeling like I'm kind of graduating into a new cycle, especially with relationship stuff, you know, but yet I'm still kind of fixating, you know, on certain things. Like, I don't even know if I should say this, but, you know, guys, I tried to be a Libra Rising's 7th house transit and it didn't work out. Like, I was trying to be a Libra Rising's Jupiter and Aries transit and it didn't work out. But, you know, this one of the last dates me and this Libra Rising went on a couple weeks ago, she was like, we were gonna go out and have some drinks, and she was like, okay, so I should just meet you at the bar. And I was like, this is like we've been dating like 2 months, and I'm like, at this point, and I'm like, meet me at the bar? What am I, fucking chopped liver? Like, like, when she texted me that, I was like, no, I'm gonna come over to your place and we're gonna Uber together. Like, I don't know if that's something like that a Pisces would get mad about, or like a Cancer Rising would get mad about, but I'm like, what am I, like, just, like, and I've felt myself fixating on that moment for some reason, and there's other things I could, like, be salty about the situation, but, like, that is what I'm fixating, and it's so Venus Saturn, like, it's so, like, it's so, like, oh, I'm fixating on, like, the saltiness of the ending of something, or the saltiness of a certain, I don't know, dynamic. But I will say one thing that really did inspire me. Okay, thanks. Okay, so I'm not crazy, Annalise. One thing that kind of inspired me during this new moon that made me feel a little bit better is, you know, I was listening to Adam Ellenboss. I was listening to his forecast about the Venus Saturn themes, and he was talking about, yeah, Venus Saturn being endings, and, you know, I was already picking up on that, but then he started to talk a little bit about, like relationships ending that end up being, like the beginning of something completely new. And I know that sounds cheesy, but I can honestly say that I have a really, really good story. And if you've listened, if you're an OG podcast listener, you might know this story because I told it on my, like, Tarot Journey podcast, which is, like, such an old podcast. I mean, I think I released it maybe that was 2020. That was, like, right around when I first taught an online tarot class, but whatever. I told this story in that podcast, so you may remember it if I'm repeating myself, but this was back kind of more after I graduated college, I was still kind of in, I was dating a cis man. I was still kind of in straightlandia, kind of. But I had left to go to Malaysia. And when I say straightlandia, I mean still working out my queerness, claiming my queerness, still kind of defaulting to dating cis men. But anyways, so that's kind of beside the point. You guys know I went to Malaysia after college to teach English. So, me and this person, we were, dating long distance, which was so dumb. Like, I'm like, why? And it was my intuition to not do that, but there was kind of some convincing on his end, which was kind of a surprise. Like, I don't know. And I was going to be gone a year. And, anyways, and we only had dated really very short time before we decided we wanted to be long distance. And anyways, I have trouble with my woundings. If someone says, like, I want to be with you, even if I know it's not completely right, you know, I'm so like, ooh, someone's going to love me. Like, mommy and daddy are going to spend time with me. Like, that's what my inner child does. And I usually am like, yes, let's do it. So blah, blah, blah. We're long distance for a little bit. And one of the terms and conditions about being long distance was he's going to figure out a way to visit me. And when I was teaching in Malaysia, we had kind of like a longer 2 to 3 week break that was kind of like the summer holiday. It was the plan that he was going to come and we were going to go to like, I think we were going to go to like Thailand together or something. Okay, guys. So this is in May. Like this break is May 2018 and it's April. And I'm starting to get this feeling that he's not going to come visit, right? And surprise, like, he totally is like, I cannot come visit, blah, blah, blah. Granted, here's the thing. I knew this is going to happen the whole time, okay? And this is not unlike me to manifest someone who's going to, like, abandon me, quote unquote, or, like, not show up or whatever. So, like, I'm pretty devastated in the moment, because I think I had worked up this, like, fantasy of what it was going to be, and I hadn't made any plans for my mid-year vacation because I thought he was coming, and I thought he was going to go to Thailand. So now at this point, all of my friends, my teacher friends in Malaysia, already have their stuff planned for mid-year. So he's not coming. We break up. I'm like, I cannot just be in this 1 year long-term relationship with you when we're like 12 hours time difference. Like, it doesn't make sense. We break up and I just have this like, fuck it moment. Okay. And here's my point. Okay. Here's how this story is about to relate to this Venus Saturn conjunction, new moon in Aquarius, you know, endings, beginnings vibe, okay? And why sometimes devastating relationship breakups do open something up for us, okay? So I'm heartbroken. I'm also like have my tail between my legs because like my friends are like, well, what are you gonna do for mid-year break? Like, what, you're just gonna like stay in your house? And you know, I lived in like rural Malaysia. Like, to stay there for like 3 weeks, it like would be, yeah, it would not be exciting. And like, I'd literally be alone in my house with like the chickens in the backyard and the wild dogs like on the street. Like, it wouldn't be, it's not like I would be like, oh, I'm going to town and going to get a drink by myself. Like, it's rural Malaysia. Like, there's nothing. There's, it's not quite the same social life layout, right? So I'm like, well, I don't know. What do I do? And you know what? I just decided, fuck it. I'm going to go to Hong Kong by myself. And at that point, I didn't have that much experience with solo travel. And but I did it anyways. I booked a plane ticket to Hong Kong. I really wanted to go to Hong Kong, and I booked a place to stay. My friend, whose name's Lynn, she is from Shenzhen, which is like an hour away from Hong Kong. And she was like, I'll meet you in Hong Kong for the day and we'll go walk around, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? Guess what, my friends? I really think if I had gone on that vacation with the ex that was like, oh, I'm not visiting you, by the way, can't do it. I literally don't think we would be talking right now. Or maybe we would, but it would be slightly different timeline, or there would be something about it. Because guess what? On that vacation to Hong Kong, do you know what happened? Oh, I got this deck, this very deck that I'm holding right now. And on me and Lynn's day, to like hang out in Hong Kong, I was telling her about, like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to a lot of these astrology and tarot podcasts, and I want to get more into it. I want to take my studies more seriously, and I'm afraid to buy a tarot deck because everybody says that someone has to give you a tarot deck. And Lynn, we were in this bookstore in Hong Kong. It's a really cool bookstore. If you ever go to Hong Kong, I'll give you some recommendations. But it's like in this really big fancy mall. And they had this like small section of metaphysical stuff, and a lot of it was in Mandarin, and there was one deck that was in English. And I was like, "Lynn, I really want this deck, but I can't get it. Like, someone has to give it to me." And Lynn was like, "Oh, well, I'll just buy it for you and I'll give it to you." And I was like, "No, I don't want you to buy it for me." And she had already like bought me lunch that day and like bought me a bunch of food, and I was like, "I don't want you to buy it for me, but how about this? I'll give you my credit card and you go up and you buy it and then you just give it to me." And she's like, "Okay." So she like went and bought the deck. And she like presented it to me in a really funny way, and she was like, "I bestow upon you the deck," or whatever. And if you went to college with me, I don't know, a couple college friends are on here. So yeah, Lin Yi gave me my first tarot deck, right? But yeah, so that changed my life. Getting that first tarot deck changed my life. And that very night, after the bookstore, me and Lynn went out to get drinks, and I read her cards, and I just broke the deck out, and I read her cards. And like, if I had gone on that vacation in Thailand with that dodo brain that I didn't even really want to be with, 'cause I'm a homo, guys. I'm kidding. But like, I didn't even want to be in Straightlandia with this boy, okay? But like, it's just like, it blows my mind. Like, thank God he didn't come, like, thank God I got to go on this trip to Hong Kong, and I got to, have this beautiful solo travel experience, and I got to be free of that relationship, and Lin Yi got to give me my first tarot deck. Like, that was such a Venus Saturn moment. Like, the one we're having today. Like, I'm ending it in order to get to the new beginning, and I don't know what the new beginning is, but I'm just gonna trust it. And I didn't know when I went to Hong Kong that that was going to be how I was going to get my first tarot deck, but I did. And that kind of sparked then later, like, probably if that was like May or June, I think then I would have released the first Witch Church podcast, August of 2018-ish. So like, hello. So again, I'm just saying this to the breakup girly pops. The girly pops who are going through a breakup right now. on this Venus Saturn new moon, like, just be in it for a second. And you know, if you can, the world, going back to the world card, if you can embrace the breakup in any way, do it. Because this, you might actually look back at this moment 5 years from now and be like, oh my, that moment changed my life, right? And that's part of the medicine of a Saturn-Venus transit, right? Like, there's medicine in that, because Venus-Saturn is able to show us the long term. Saturn isn't instantaneous change. It's long-term change that happens over time, right? I'm just reading your comments. Oh, Sav, you said, I just realized how nostalgic the Malaysia stories are. I've missed them. I love the air of serendipity and kismet. Oh, my gosh. I haven't told the Malaysia story in a while. Oh, Ellis, okay, you remember. That's so funny. Yeah, that's probably the best story I'll ever have in my life, honestly, is that very story. But, yeah, I was just thinking about how Adam Ellenboss made me think about that particular story in my life and how I haven't thought about it before. Or I haven't thought about it in a while. And who's to say that right now some of the breakup juju in my own life isn't leading to something even better this year. And I know this, yeah, and Sav, you're right, there is a drinking game. There used to be a drinking game on Witch Church where it's like, if I mention Malaysia, you have to take a shot because I mentioned it so much. So we'll take a little shot of LaCroix here. But, okay, so there's a little bit of optimism returning to us. And when we look at the astrology of this week, what day is it? This week, January 23rd, the week of January 23rd, Venus starts to separate from the conjunction with Saturn. So that's a great little moment where it's like we kind of made it through some of the angst and the agony. We started to see maybe a little bit more of the long-term picture of why this is happening right now. We feel like our hearts hurt, or we feel like there's maybe a little bit of grief, or just like an ending. Like, it doesn't even have to be, again, it doesn't have to be a breakup. It could just be an identity shift or whatever it is. Like, there's something here about honoring that. But as this week goes on, Venus is overcoming that conjunction. Venus moves faster than Saturn. So as we speak, Venus is saying, hello, Saturn, right now. But as the hours go on, Venus will start to move away and overcome this conjunction with Saturn. I think that's a really good symbol of us maybe moving forward. And again, it's not to say we're not sad. It's not to say I'm not still salty that my Libra rising situationship suggested we meet at the fucking bar. Like, I'm chopped liver. Okay, I'm still soft. But, you know, like, there's some medicine. And keep in mind, too, here's another thing that we can look forward to this week. And it does have to do with Venus. Venus on Thursday the 26th changes to Pisces. So that's a huge dignity change. We're talking about a Venus ruled by Saturn, conjunct Saturn in Aquarius, going into a Venus in Pisces. Venus is exalted in Pisces. Venus is much more free-flowing and happy in Pisces. And then, you know, Venus is answering to that Jupiter in Aries. It kind of gives me, like, bucket list vibes in a weird way. I know that's a weird concept to bring up, but one of my clients said it this week. Like, they were talking about how they're going to have, like, they're an art student in New York, and they were talking about how they want to have, like, this bucket list, but it's for themselves. And I was like, ooh, that's such a Jupiter and Aries thing. And I'm thinking about, like, how a bucket list or the idea of having just a few things that you've been wanting to do that sound fun and exciting that you haven't done yet, whether it's because you're waiting for someone to do them with you, or you're, like, waiting for some quote-unquote right time that's, like, never actually gonna come around. Like, I think once Venus moves into Pisces, and on Friday Mars will move into 9 degrees Gemini, so Mars leaves his stationary degree. He's still in his shadow, but at least he's leaving that stationary degree. So there's something cooking. Like, I don't know. Like, is it crazy? Have a little bucket list this week. Have one or two things that are manageable. Like, you don't have to sign up for skydiving. But, like, I don't know. Like, do something this week that kind of feels like, I'm going to check that off my bucket list. I'm going to go have a drink by myself, you know, and whatever. I'm going to go to this queer bouldering meetup by myself. It kind of feels like it has to be something that, it doesn't have to be by yourself, but it feels to me like Jupiter and Aries, it's like, if you're waiting for someone else to do it with you, don't. Like, just do it yourself. Like, that's more of a Venus and Aries vibe. So we're kind of getting out of this stagnant energy this week. We're pulling through. We're seeing what this new moon has to offer us. And again, this new moon is truly the beginning that does come from the ending, you know, because of that Saturn signature. It's like we're grieving this ending, but at the same time, we're making an active effort to kind of bring some new energy into our lives, like mix something up. And how do we bring new energy into our lives? Well, we paint our wall a new color. We wear a sweater that's yellow when we typically don't wear yellow. We go to a new place, energetic place. You know, like, we literally put ourselves in a physical location that is different. That could be a cafe down the street from you that you've never been to, or that could be a new country that you've always wanted to visit. You know, this all has a spectrum. We dye our hair. I gotta say, with the Venus going into Pisces, there might be some really actually good breakup haircuts that are going on. But do wait until Venus moves into Pisces, okay? Don't do it when Venus is still by Saturn. And yeah, there's a lot of, like, firsts that are coming out of an ending. Natasha, you said, sounds like a lot of us are taking ourselves on artist dates. Yes, yes. And even the Artist Way program or the book came up a lot last night when I was reading at the event. So I think some of us are feeling motivated to maybe crack open the Artist Way a little bit. Alice, you said, I went on a date yesterday. Can you believe it? The first date in 8 years. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, my friends. Like, all these endings we've been grappling with, like, the new beginning is blossoming. And maybe it is with this person, or maybe it's more of just a new frequency of beginning. Like, I'm sure it was really scary. Let me just give you snaps. I'm sure it was really scary to put yourself out there in that way, you know, but just in doing that, it doesn't even matter if that person was a dodo brain or not. Just in doing that, you have shifted something, you know, within you, and you've done a little exposure therapy to, like, in the sense of you face the fear. And now you can go on another first date in a couple weeks and it won't be quite as scary, right? And you like just keep, you know, keep the pattern going. Okay, so I'm excited for us, my friends. Let's pull one more card that can kind of help us as we transition, as we kind of lead up to Thursday, Friday this week. Any other card that wants to be our ally? Oh, what do you know? Ten of Cups. What am I saying, my friends? Okay, so Ten of Cups. I think a little bit of joy, optimism is returning to us this week. You know, feel free to reference back to your vision board. Like, you know that vision board that you were making, like the end of December, early January, and then this past week you got so angsty, you don't even want to look at it anymore. You know, now revisit it, you know, like revisit that vision board. Vince, you're so right. Venus is in Pisces and it's giving us some water. I didn't even think about that, but you're so right. We do have a lack of planets in water right now. And that also might be why things are feeling kind of mentally difficult. You know, we got that Mars in air sign, Saturn in air sign, Jupiter in a fire sign. Like, you know, we've got some heavy air fire stuff going on. And you know, I think that looking forward to how water can be our emotions loosening up a little bit and bringing us an imaginative quality back into our lives, bringing back in excitement, joy, etc., etc. And, Kat, you said I forgot how much I miss this community that you help facilitate. Aw, well, thank you so much, Kat. That's sweet. And I'm glad you got to make it today. And yes, so hope is not lost. Hope is not lost, my friends. Your trusty Jupiter in Sagittarius astrologer is here to remind you. But yeah, what do we got, my friends? Vince, I have been so congested, and today is the first day the pressure is releasing. Yeah, yes. Now that you think about it, I got like this really, I'm not a headache girl, but I got some pretty bad headaches this week, and yeah, you're onto something. But let's go to the community aspect of Witch Church, and I'll put it out there that if you need a card pulled or a prayer sent to you or just some good vibes, feel free to comment down below and I will do my best to be of service to you today. And I have it in my little note down here, but I am still booking 2023 year ahead readings. So you can find those on my website if you want to get a little bit more detailed in your 2023 year ahead stuff. Okay. Let's see. And what else? What other stuff do I want to say? Beep, 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 beep. Nothing that I want to announce yet. I'm not going to say, I do have some plans, but maybe it's not wise to completely announce them. So I'm going to at least wait until Mars gets out of his stationary degree. So that's all I'll say for now. I'm open for booking. And of course, let me know if I have this on my website, but if you need sliding scale or whatever, just feel free to reach out, okay? So Jess, you said, hey, can I have a card for next week? Yeah, let's see here. Jess, okay, Seven of Pentacles. That came out really fast. There's something about patience through a frustrating energy that's starting to dissipate. But maybe this is a little bit how you felt the past week or so, like things not moving along as fast as your Mars and Aries may want them to move along, you know? And sometimes the Seven of Pentacles is kind of a test of mental agility as we're waiting for our material seeds to start coming up out of the grounds. And, you know, when we're hungry, it's a little bit hard to not panic. Like, oh my God, like what if the seeds, the tomato plant, the strawberries I just planted, what if they don't come up, right? But you kind of have to trust that, you know, if they have sunshine and you're watering them and you're tending to them every day, like sometimes things just need a little bit more time. So I know that's frustrating, and I know there might be a feeling of stagnation kind of going on, or maybe a hump that you just can't feel like you can get over. But at the same time, things are growing behind the scenes. Okay, Lauren, you said I would love a card to help shift this energy towards my vision board dreams again. Yeah. Page of Swords in reverse. Lauren, it feels counterintuitive, but it feels like you need to shift more into your physical body than really sitting down and like thinking like, oh, how am I going to do this? And what's the plan? And how do I strategize? And it feels like there's a little bit, or maybe a lot of bit, of mental energy going on right now. And I think that, you know, with the Page of Swords in reverse, it's like, you know, go for a walk or kind of practice. I know it's hard to like, don't think, you know, I'm not going to say that, but maybe, you know, in tapping into the physical body, doing something that feels fun, like a fun workout class or a fun walk or dance, a YouTube dance class, like do that. And then it's funny because the ideas just come through, but it's when you stop trying to overthink it. You know, so yeah, be wary of just sitting in your mental energy stew this week. Marco, can I have a card pull? Speaking of new beginnings, I'm moving out of my home of 8 years and struggling with change. Oh my gosh, Marco, we called this in your year ahead reading. Wow, okay. Come through. Medicine for Marco as he deals with this transition, Page of Cups. Actually, Marco, I don't think you have to be perfectly okay and happy and excited about this change. Like, it's okay to feel complicated emotions about this. Like, it's okay to get really excited about whether it's like the new place you're going to, or maybe the new city, or maybe it's just a new apartment. Like, it's okay to feel excited about this, but also, like, you can let yourself grieve and be sad. I mean, this is 8 years. This is a pretty much a whole Saturn cycle of you being in this current place. So why don't you stop struggling against the struggle? And it feels like Page of Cups is just coming into an acceptance that it is going to be a complicated emotional thing and just letting it be what it is, so that by the time you do move into the new space, you're like kind of ready for it and you feel like you did work through the emotions that were coming up, you know? Kat, you said, I would love a card. Okay, Kat, Five of Pentacles. Maybe there are some, like, actual money worries coming in, or maybe there's just some, like, material resource stress that comes through. I mean, guys, I went to Taco Bell last night after the event. $17. I didn't even get that much. Like, someone burned down the White House already. Like, it is the inflation. It's just horrible. You know what I mean? Like, there's like some real material stress that's going on with like inflation, buying groceries, how our ends gonna meet, all of this, you know, everything working out, especially with kids and a family. Good God. You know, so there's something here, Kat, about you know, with money stress, I mean, it can be one of the more I think nervous system deregulating types of stresses, and how do we manage it? For me, money stress is never completely cured by obsessing over it, but it's also not completely cured by ignoring it either. So how do you find the balance of making your budget every week and trying your best to stick to it and sticking to it for the most part, but also it's not like you're beating yourself up or obsessing over every single little thing. I don't think that's gonna help either. So maybe finding some balance right now with some more of the material stresses that are coming through, and how that's how it is going to all balance out in the end, and just kind of doing your best right now. I think that's really all we can do. Alana, you said I would love a card for the week. Okay, Alana, Page of Wands and Nine of Swords. Okay, so this feels like it's an overarching theme for everybody's pull, but it does feel like we're very much in our mental bodies right now, and we need to make an active effort to pull ourselves out of mental rumination stew and be back in our physical bodies in whatever way feels okay to us. Even if it's just a simple stretching routine or a walk around the block, take a lap around your block every couple hours, just one lap, and see if that can shift you. But it feels to me like there is actually some energy that you have this week, Alana, to maybe initiate new things or get some things done that have been on the back burner. And I think the advice is just not to get too much in the mental stew about it. Because sometimes the more we think about doing it, the more anxiety builds up about doing it, and then the least likely we are to do it, So there's just something there. I hope that helps, Alana. So Emma, you said, I finally set some serious boundaries with two of my exes in the past week. Good for you. Good for you. And you're Sag rising, Emma, so I think that would make sense with Mars, or maybe your Sag sun. There's something Sag in your chart, I think, and, Mars just stationed opposite your Sag placement. So I can see that being okay, I'm walking away from this bullshit. So you said, I'm re-experiencing dating again here in NOLA. Would love a card for moving towards a new chapter like you describe. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so what can kind of help Emma on her new chapter, especially with romance, dating, meeting new people in NOLA? Okay, Ace of Wands. Yeah. So you actually have all the tools already. You just have to, and also I feel like you actually know the answer to this question. I think part of the hard part of being queer and also being conditioned as a woman is that initiation tends to be difficult because, again, if we're being gendered as a woman our whole lives, we're being taught, the prince is going to come and save you. And then we're picking people, specifically men, who come and approach us, right? And that's where we get our pickings from most of the time, right? This is an overgeneralization of our conditioning with dating, right? So then when you are a queer person and you're suddenly you mean I have to initiate something? It feels unnatural at first, but I think you are really good at this, Emma, and I think you're just getting back into the habit or the sort of facing the fear again of the initiation process. So you've done it before. You've gotten out of your comfort zone before. You've gone up to someone in a bar and being like, hey, you're cute, or you've gone to a queer meetup by yourself, or you've liked someone on a dating app and asked them out first. You've done this before. It's just about getting back into the habit of putting yourself out there and you're taking the reins. That's how it feels with the Ace of Wands. Okay. So, Laura, you said I would love a card. Not sure for what. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, Laura, Five of Cups, Four of Cups. Okay, so there's a little bit of that emotional stew going on at this moment. For me, the message here might be like, on the one hand, we're getting a little caught up in the past and the disappointments of the past. And then on the other hand, we're kind of getting caught up in the anxieties of the future, right? It's kind of like that, what's that one quote that's like, when we're in the past, we're depressed, and when we're in the future, we're anxious, or there's something like that. And it feels to me like, what can you do to just let it be Sunday right now? Like, just let it be Sunday. And what would you like to do with yourself today on this Sunday? Like, you know, do you want to get your favorite cup of coffee? Do you want to go to your favorite yoga class? Do you want to take a nap? Maybe take off the pressure of both the future and the past just for today, and just see how that might shift your energy. Okay. Ellis, you said, what do I do with the old shit? You're doing something with it. Two of Wands. Okay. Well, who's to say you need to completely shed it in order to move on? Like, I don't know if anybody is ever completely over it, you know, and you don't need to have the old shit gone in order to move forward. And for me, like, I'm getting the sense of, like, as long as you're leading with a new narrative about yourself, and you're leading with at least an attempt at a shift, you know, who cares if you have a little fanny pack of some old ex baggage that you're carrying around with you? Like, who cares? Because one day it's just gonna fall off and you're not even gonna realize it, you know. But it's not gonna fall off if you just wait here at the door and you're, like, waiting for the old shit to just disappear. Like, old shit disappears when we move forward with a new narrative. There has to be a momentum, you know. So keep building your momentum. That's what I think, Ellis. Lindsay, you said, I'd love a card for this week to help me connect with my guides. Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, Lindsay, Nine of Pentacles. Okay, feels like a very, like, earth spirit kind of, we talked about this in our reading. This sort of, like, nature, the deep parts of, like, nature worship, and really being with the plants and talking with the plants and communing with the nature spirits. And even, like, for me, sometimes what's healing is to, like, go out and, like, give Reiki or give energy healing to the earth. Like, literally grabbing a tree branch and sending that tree good energy or whatever. I know I sound like a flower child saying that, but it makes me feel good to, like, let the earth know how much I appreciate it and how much, like, a tree has saved my life, you know, just, like, being in the energy of nature. So I think you're reconnecting a little bit with those parts of you, Lindsay, and maybe that also helps you see yourself from a more spiritual, zoomed out light. Allie, you said, I'd appreciate a card for the week. Yes. Allie, the Star. Okay. So beautiful, the card of Aquarius. And I think there's something about you finding, like, hope and faith again in your story. Maybe you're getting excited about your journey. I can't help but still think, like, even though you've been moved into your new place for a while, there's part of your journey that still feels like it wants to begin where you are right now, you know? So I think there's something about kind of a renewal of faith or a renewal of optimism for what is to come. And I know there's been trials and tribulations with you kind of moving from west to east, and there's been a lot of family stress and stuff like that. And I think the star is coming through to kind of let you know, like, it's safe to have faith again, or it's safe to become, to dream, it's safe to dream. I know that sounds cheesy, but it feels like an energy that might want to be tapped into, okay? So, Morgan, hey Morgan, you said, I'd like a card pulled for my sister and I, my sister and I and our daughter's situation, and bring faith into our lives with Spirit's guidance. Okay, Eight of Swords. Yeah, okay, so this feels to me like maybe something that would just be healing in this moment is to just focus on very basic nervous system regulation stuff. Like, what does that mean? Like, the basic of all basics. Like, I'm eating 3 meals a day, you know? Even if it's, you know, a box of mac and cheese and a bowl of cereal or whatever, like something super simple, or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, I'm going to eat 3 meals a day. I'm going to make a consistent effort to hydrate and drink a lot of water. I'm going to take a lap around my block. You know, I'm going to take some deep breaths outside. Like, feels like the whole family, after a period of maybe some intense hypervigilance, just needs to return to some sense of nervous system regulation. So feels to me like right now, yeah, like, I think the bringing the faith and hope back into your lives will come. But I think, I don't know, I just think that there's something here about, like, I told this to, I said this to my brother the other day, who is having some issues with some of his medication stuff. And he was like, what can I, should I meditate? And I was like, you can't, I mean, meditation, one of the reasons so many people hate meditation or don't think meditation works is because they're already so jacked up. Their nervous system is already so jacked up. Like, you can only, meditation can only benefit you. And maybe this isn't the be all end all, so take this with a grain of salt. Like, I'm not a meditation expert, but meditation can only benefit you to an extent if your nervous system is all woo, like all over the place, you know? Like, meditation works best if we're starting from a place of nervous system equilibrium to go, you know? So that's what I'm getting, Morgan. There just has to be this nervous system equilibrium that you're coming back to, okay? I hope that helps in some way. And Natasha, you said, can I please have a card? Work has been kicking my ass, but I know there's good things coming. Yeah. Three of Cups. Ooh, okay, Natasha. So I think it would be great to, for you, maybe hosting like a little witchy meetup, or connecting specifically with your witchy astrology tarot friends. Doing a little group abundant spell. Like, maybe you invite your witchy friends over and you guys make like honey pot jar spells, or I don't know, something like that, where it's like, Three of Cups feels to me like celebrating the abundance that we're co-creating with the universe. And I know work has been sucking your energy out, but do know, like, you're still this witchy, astro, intuitive person at heart, and maybe making space for that to come through, okay? Okay, Amber, you said you'll want an animal card. Okay, let's see here. Ooh! And that one just flew out. Ooh, Amber. Okay, the fish. Okay, so that's kind of nice because, you know, the Pisces, Venus is moving into Pisces soon. And, you know, that's the fish, the sign of the fish. And something that comes through with the fish right now is, like, you know that saying, like, not all those who wander are lost. I kind of like that with the fish, because the fish kind of just goes with the flow and doesn't completely have a straight direction ahead. But the way that they go with the flow, you know, they kind of find everything they need, and they run into unexpected inspiration, and they follow the signs, and they kind of have this fluidity about how they move forward. And I kind of like that idea for you, Amber. Like, yeah, like, maybe there is, like, a plan or a strategy that you're putting into place, and it's not that you have to throw that down the drain, but also, like, how do you just follow the path of the fish and, like, go with the flow and go with where your intuition pulls you? That feels to me kind of a fish energy. The one shadow side of the fish, I think, is getting too pulled back and forth by our emotional realm, right? Or feeling a little bit wishy-washy, like we keep swimming back and forth and, you know, not committing to anything. But I don't think that's necessarily the vibe I'm getting, Amber. It feels to me more like a balance that needs to be had between, like, the strict Capricorn strategy and maybe, like, a softer, like, Cancerian intuitive way of moving forward. Sav, you said, can I get a card to help me with moving forward? I'm having a hard time trusting myself and knowing what steps to take. Everything feels like I'm starting from scratch. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. The Chariot. Well, and then also, okay, Ace of Swords in reverse. So, I think here's the thing. Like, the Chariot is the moment when the Fool gets a car, right? So, like, the Fool's a little older, a little wiser. He's been through some stuff, but he still is leaving his town, quote-unquote, for the first time. And, you know, there's a lot of discomfort ahead of him. And I know there's often times, like, when we're feeling uncomfortable or we're feeling like the universe has thrown us out of our comfort zone, like, taking a step forward just feels so uncomfortable, because everywhere we look, like, every possibility of, like, how do I move forward with this? How do I move forward with that? Just feels not necessarily all that manageable. But I will say, with the Ace of Swords in reverse, I do think a mantra or just some kind of affirmation could be useful to you in this moment. Like, something that just you can say and you can repeat as you, one by one, little by little, start to face some of the hard things. Like, maybe one of the hard things is, like, I don't know, like, giving your stuff back to an ex, or I don't exactly know the details, Sav, but, like, you know, it's like, what's the mantra? It feels to me like it's like, you know, I'm divinely protected. Like, I'm divinely protected. I'm divinely protected. I'm divinely protected. Or, like, my guides are always with me. My guides are always with me. My guides are always with me. Like, something so little like that can really help us move through a scary situation. It's kind of like giving a teddy bear to a little kid who's being wheeled into the doctor's office, you know, for their appointment, and they're, like, crying, but they have that comfort object. But how can that comfort object for you, Sav, actually be something more mental, like a mental, like an affirmation or whatever? Like, I remember, you know, in September 2022, it was, like, such a scary month of my life, because, like, it was the month I decided to move to Chicago, and I was just, like, so scared. My anxiety was taking over. I couldn't really tell the difference between anxiety and fear in that moment. And, you know, and I was chanting the Durga mantra a lot. It's Om Dum Durga Ye Namaha. And Durga is, like, the Hindu goddess of, like, protection and kind of moving forward. And I chanted that a lot. And I swear, I feel like that mantra is one of the reasons I kept putting one foot in front of the other. And for you, it doesn't have to be, like a Hindu mantra or anything. But it can be something that feels empowering to you. Okay. Katie? Hey Mel, you're spot on. I would love guidance for shaking off a scaredy cat feeling and letting these ghosts of the past go. Yeah. See, another Katie, another Leo, heavy Leo placements, you know, that were being opposed by this Saturn Venus conjunction and the Aquarius new moon. Like, yeah, like, it's not easy to have these Leo placements right now, right? And you got the Five of Swords. So, one thing I will say is if you're triggered, let yourself move through the entire trigger, okay? Like, if you notice how an animal moves through fight or flight, like, if a gazelle gets spooked by a tiger, you know, they're going to run away. You know, because that's how their nervous system processes through the trigger. Okay, so fully let yourself process through it before forcing yourself to move on. What can that look like? Well, you know, feeling through the emotions, tending to your emotions. Someone once told me, I forget who it was. I think I heard this on a podcast, but I think it might have been Sabrina Monarch might have posted about it at some point. I could be lying to you, but someone was saying something about, like, a way that she was moving through really tough emotions was, like, over-exaggerating them. And, like, if you're feeling abandoned, like, really, like, I'm feeling it. Like, really, like, you know, throw yourself into, like, that feeling. And in the over-exaggeration of that tough emotion, like, it was able to pass, you know? So that's my advice for you, Katie. Like, there's something about not rushing through it. And it's like feeling the very thing that you don't necessarily want to feel is the thing that kind of releases you through the trap door of it all. And I really do think with the Five of Swords, like, you are in this really powerful mental shift energy where you are changing the narrative. You are changing the neural pathway. You are tending to yourself really differently. But it's like keeping the faith with that, okay? Vince, you said, to give some context, I might be getting a fellowship in psychedelic research at Yale. That's awesome, Vince. That seems like Saturn going into your ninth house, right? So I'm excited for that. All right, my friends. Let's see what we got here. I'm trying to see how many questions here we've got. Oh, right. I'm just reading our comments. Aw. Yeah, Vince, depression only lives in the past. Anxiety only lives in the future. Morgan, I did get you. I got you. Maybe you missed it, but watch the recording. I did get you. Kat, you said money, material stress is one of those energies that permeates through every facet of my mind, body, spirit. It's scary how on point your intuition is. yeah. Okay. Well, Kat, I'm glad that resonated. And I'm going to pull two more cards, one for Armchair Astrologer. Actually, well, Armchair Astrologer and Celeste, will you just comment below and let me make sure that you guys are still here, and I'll pull your cards if you are still here. But otherwise, for those of you who are peacing out, it's been such a good witch church. y'all are awesome. And Emma, you're so welcome. And sevens are uncomfortable. Katie, I'm sending you hugs too. Thank you so much. Vince, I wonder if I missed one of your comments. Maybe the internet's a little off here. Oh, okay, good. Armchair Astrologer and Celeste are still here. Oh, and then Vince, you said, can you give me a card for my situation? Okay, there we go. There's your question. All right, we got three more to go here. Okay, so Armchair Astrologer, let me go back to your question. I'd love a card for the seeds I'm sowing for this Aquarius new moon. Okay. Ooh, okay, Armchair Astrologer, Three of Wands. It feels to me like, you know, sometimes we don't feel like we have enough to start, or we don't feel like, oh, I want to start a podcast, but I don't have the fancy mic, or I want to start a business, but I don't know how to make a website, or, you know, like we, a lot of the times we feel like there's barriers to beginning something new. But I think the Three of Wands right now, Armchair Astrologer, is such a clear message of like, you have everything that you need. And even if you don't have the fancy microphone or whatever it is, or the website, or I don't know, like there's just something there about doing it anyways and find the cheap, fast, dirty way of doing it. If you don't have the expensive thing, like there's something else you can do it with. Believe me, I started my podcast just by recording into my phone. I had no equipment, nothing, you know, and I still only pretty much record my podcast on my phone. You know, like before I had a website, I was selling readings on Etsy because I didn't know how to make a website. Like, and again, I'm sure maybe it's not necessarily about your business. Maybe it's with other, you know, other areas of life, but there's just something here that's like, you already have what you need. Go forward. Celeste, you said, I love a card regarding making a decision about moving towards something I want, but not sure if the timing is right. Okay, Celeste, you got the Chariot too. So I'm going to trust this. And I think the Chariot sometimes is a sign that the answer is coming to us, and we don't necessarily have to push through on the path of resistance in order to find the answer. What if you sat back for a little bit, even this week? You know, I see literal astrological changes that are coming this week. Mars is moving out of his stationary degree. Venus is moving into Pisces. Both Mars and Mercury are slowly moving out of their shadows. Like, I think the Chariot is saying the answer is coming. And I understand it's uncomfortable to be in this limbo, but I don't think the limbo is going to last much longer. And maybe just keep praying or telling the universe, like being like, I'm open to any signs or answers that you have for me, or I'm open to the clarity that wants to come through. And sometimes that's all you can do, because if you push forward on an answer or push forward on a decision that isn't completely clear, it just feels to me intuitively there's more information that's going to come, that's going to sort of, yeah, solidify the decision in some way. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. Okay. And Vince. And finally, Vince, we got your best save the best for last here. All right, so the card for your situation. Knight of Swords. Okay. So I think one of the things that we can kind of say, maybe this is about the sort of the Saturn in the ninth house thing. But I think because some of us, again, all the reasons I just explained, the planets are speeding up, Venus is moving signs, Jupiter is getting stronger and stronger as Mars speeds up more and more. You know, inevitably, a lot of us are getting ideas, and we're kind of experimenting with what ideas are fleeting ideas and what ideas are actually going to stick. So that's what I'm getting, Vince, in this situation. It's like, I feel like you're kind of still juggling if this is just like a fleeting dream that's coming in, and it feels like it has to sit more with you and it has to marinate a little bit more over time. And the Knight of Swords can be a little bit impulsive with the decisions they're making. And it's not to say it would be impulsive to go back to school, but it is to say that, like, there's something here about taking your time, because the decisions that are truly in alignment, like, aren't going anywhere, you know? And this, I think, goes for all of the, this goes for all of the areas of life that you could be dealing with right now, like relationships, career, school, everything, Vince. Like, it feels like the things that are meant to stick will stick, and you just kind of gotta, you know, take a step back and marinate with these things. And I do get a really good feeling about, like, the way this message with the grad school stuff came through. But yeah, just make sure it sticks at first, and make sure it's something you also really want to do fundamentally. And it's not just an idea that sounds cool. Like, there's a difference between, oh, I really want to do this for myself and my path, versus this is an idea I really like the sound of, right? That's what I'm getting. And hey, maybe Saturn in Pisces is the shift that's going to give you, like, the ultimate clarity on that, right? And okay, Vince, you said gotta use that emotional authority and ride it out. I completely resonate, Vince. I also have emotional authority. I'm a 5-1 generator, but I have emotional authority, so I get the wave of the emotion that we have to kind of marinate with. And Celeste, you said, thanks, that's so helpful. Hard for my Capricorn placements to sit back, wait for more info, but I appreciate the reminder that it's always an option. Yeah, who says we have to decide right now? Who says we have to push for the answer today? My friends, you're awesome. You made my day. I hope you have a wonderful Chinese New Year today. Actually, my friend Lin Yi, who I was talking about earlier, I'm going over to her place, and we're having hot pot later. So all comes full circle, right? Telling the story about how she gave me my first tarot deck, and going over to her place to celebrate later. So happy Year of the Rabbit. I look forward to kind of sitting with that today, and I'm going to read a little bit about the Year of the Rabbit and what it means, and yeah, so I'm excited. Okay, friends, sending lots of love, lots of peace, and we'll talk next week.